I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post "Watching Him Wank in the Shower" by Girl on the Net. Sometimes, something is so fucking sexy that it's tricky to find the words to describe it. But I guess if what I do counts as a job, then that's what this job is all about. Finding the words to describe things that are so sexy they just seem to transcend language, making me want to curl up into a tiny horny ball and just rub myself and wail happy things forever. So I'm going to have a go at putting into words the hottest thing that's ever happened to me. The other day, my partner let me watch him wank in the shower. I am now a broken, sated mess. He's already having a good dick day. One of those days where everything looks chunkier and a bit more swollen than usual, because we've been messing around since the moment we woke up and he's held off from coming until the evening. He's not super hard or anything, just a bit chubby, but more importantly, he's casually gripping his cock while we sit at opposite ends of the sofa. It's hard for me to keep my eyes off his hands when he won't keep his hands off his dick, so I stare. And I stare. And I stare. And eventually, I say, "Are you having a shower before we go out?" "Yeah," he says. "Can I watch?" "You want to watch me shower?" "Yeah," I tell him. "And maybe I just kind of want to stare a little bit more while you soap up your dick and..." "What, vigorously beat one out for your entertainment?" "Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that," I tell him. And he says, "Okay." So we head to the bathroom and he turns on the shower. Waiting for the water to heat up, he stands naked in front of the sink and brushes his teeth. I watch his tumescent dick jiggling slightly as he works away at his mouth with an electric toothbrush. He can clearly feel my eyes on him because it swells and grows even as I look. But I'm as quiet as I possibly can be, because I don't want to breathe or move or speak or do anything to break the spell. When he gets into the shower, I shut the bathroom door, put down the lid of the toilet and sit. He stands under the running water, closes his eyes and runs wet hands all over his body. He starts off showering just as he normally would. Get wet, soap up hands, wash face and neck and everything. And I'm biting my lip and practically panting for him to get to the good part. I've seen him shower before, of course, but never have I been promised a show if I keep watching till the very end. So, of course, never have I been so utterly mesmerised by the sight of his glorious cock. There's water pouring down his body as he soaps himself up. His dick is swollen and red and thick. He steps slightly forward in the shower so the water runs down his back, and then he takes a handful of soap suds and starts to lather up his junk. I want to lean forward to get closer, but I'm paralysed with a kind of breathless awe. And again, there's that worry that if I so much as breathe too loudly, I might spoil it, make him nervous or self-conscious or any of those other things that humans feel when they know they're being watched. But holy fuck, am I desperate to touch myself. He grips his dick with a kind of casual ease and just starts slowly lathering up, paying just the right amount of too much attention to squeezing tightly right around the ridge at the head. Rubbing slightly, then squeezing harder, and then finally just starting to really go for it. Jerking so vigorously that water runs down his arm and splashes over the side of the bath. I am lost. I am gone. I am drowning in my own lust and I never want to stop watching him do this. I love watching him wank anyway, of course, but this time is so much more than the porn sessions we have or even the filthier fantasies I have about being used by him while he watches something on the screen. It's different. I want to preserve this moment, just this simple act of watching him wank in the shower forever. Create a GIF loop of him doing it that I can watch every time I close my eyes from now until the second that I die. I am undone. As I gawp open-mouthed at what seems like the sexiest show on earth, I don't even stop to wonder if there is any way it could get any hotter. But then it does. Because just as he starts to flush red around the neck and chest, pursing his lips together in concentration, he turns slightly away from me and places one hand on the tile wall just above his head. Let that sink in. Truly, he wants to rub his dick even harder, so he braces himself against the wall. He leans into the wank, and everything I've ever dreamed of is right here in front of me, dripping wet, hot from the shower and the exertion, and with a slight frown of determination on his face, he braces himself against the wall with one hand and beats at his cock with the other. Oh, the water splashes. The soap creates the thick white foam at the edge of his closed palm, with droplets splashing off the head of his prick with each upstroke. His thighs are taut with the effort of remaining standing, and the muscles on his forearms, they're just neatly defined, showing that this isn't just a show that he's performing for me. He's gripping as hard as he would when he is alone. He's pushing himself to come. And in that moment, I've all but disappeared, just faded away into the background until all he can sense is a cloud of steam and the water in his own eyes and the throbbing pulse of his own dick as he jerks every last drop of pleasure from it. Oh my God. When he turned off the water and stepped out of the shower, it was like I was being shaken out of a trance. I couldn't really watch what he was doing as he stepped out and dried himself off, because all I could see was the imprint of that image on my brain, of him bracing against the wall with one hand, shoulders slightly hunched to really lean into the wank, eyes closed and lips pursed and every fibre of his body straining towards climax. Fuck! Fuck! I'm not doing this right. There's something here I can't quite capture. And I suspect that thing is just the simple fact that this show was so perfectly tailored to press my buttons. I could only fully explain it to you by downloading my entire mind and letting you try it on for size. All my kinks and desires just poured neatly into this one simple scene, acted out by someone whose body does it for me in a really specific way, wrapped up in the smell of his shower gel and the shape of his torso and, oh my God, the colour of his eyes when he looks at me in the afterglow and asks me, "Did you like that?" The sound of wet flesh getting rubbed down and the memory of his arm as he leaned against the wall. Everything, everything about it was tailored so perfectly to the things that turn me on. The only possible way it could have been better would be if he finished by beckoning me closer, looking at me with heavy-lidded, just-about-to-come eyes, and then ordered me to kneel and open my mouth. Oh! Except, wait, that would have changed everything. Then the dynamic would have switched to one in which it was all about me, or at least partly about me, and then I'd have missed the delight of holding my breath and staying as still as possible to avoid disturbing him. Because nothing destroys a good performance quite like audience participation. So it was perfect how it is. It happened without me, in front of me. And by the time he got dressed and ready to go for lunch, I was so far down the rabbit hole of lust I could barely see the rest of the day. Each time I looked at him, I imagined him closing his eyes to let the hot water run over his face while he was wanking. When he put his hand over mine across a table in the pub that night, I pictured his closed, soapy fist beating away at his dick. And when he lounged on the sofa that evening with one arm above his head for comfort, I saw him leaning against that wall, hunched over his own cock, doing the sexiest thing I have ever seen him do. That's later, though. At this precise moment, seconds after he steps out of the shower, this feels like the absolute end of me. I will never be this horny again. When he's dried off, he strips me naked and stands me in front of the mirror in our bedroom, positioning himself behind me so he can watch my face in the glass. He puts one thick arm around my neck to hold me still and uses the other to rub at the slit of my cunt. I close my eyes and lean back into him, dripping oceans onto his fingers, which trickle down over his palm and to his wrist. And all I can see in my head is him, braced and wet and hard and focused and beautiful and vigorous and so full of lust and ardour, wanking in the shower like not even I am watching. Oh God, I will masturbate over this for years. Wait, decades. Decades. On my deathbed, it will be the final image that I conjure in my mind to comfort me on the way to the grave. It is the greatest, most perfect gift he has ever given me, and I cannot deal with it at all. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. I would also, this is just a little effectively DVD extra because the real audio porn is finished now, I would really like to know if there are other things like this for other people. Like, is there something someone's done for you that is so specifically targeted to all of your exact kinks that you just know you will remember that thing forevermore? Please come and add it to the comments on the post, or if you're a Patreon supporter, come and comment on Patreon. Basically, I really want to know what other people's scenes are that are like this, because holy shit, it was the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it wasn't the most perverted or the most unusual or the most kinky or even the most bucket list. It was just so beautiful that I know this scene will stay with me forever.